This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed shaytan. Why am I telling you this? This is one of many du'as that the author encourages us to say when we wake up from a bad dream, or even when we have a good dream, what are some of the etiquettes you're supposed to have? So number one, when you have a bad dream, the first thing you want to do is when you wake up during the night is that you want to dry spit 3 times on your left shoulder and say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Because generally speaking, dreams like that come from shaytan. However, when you get a good dream, the author reminds us that you can get up during the night and offer 2 raka'ats to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So literally you will go, if you see the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in your dream, or a companion, or you yourself was doing something that's pleasing to Allah, and you wake up during the night or even in the morning and you're happy and you're pleased by that dream, you perform your wudu and just offer 2 raka'ats to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Him for such a dream. Going back to the bad dream, try not to tell anyone about it. Keep that to yourself. The only exception is when you tell somebody that they can offer you some words of strength and some good advice. And finally, going back to the good dream, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise Him, and realize that the author teaches us that a good dream is also a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. There's something in your life that you're doing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted or He's pleased with. And I pray that all of us are from amongst them. Allahumma ameen.